I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Accounts of the after-hours life of William Bennett focus attention on our peculiar attitudes toward gambling. The view that gambling is a vice finds expression in laws that restrict it and that used to broadly prohibit it. But the common tolerance of this alleged vice was evident in the wholesome celebration of the fact that a 12-to-1 long shot won Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Mr. Bennett, who is said to be paid $50,000 a speech for exhorting Americans to lead lives of virtue, turns out to have dropped bundles at casinos. According to Newsweek, $340,000 at Caesars in Atlantic City in just one day last year. All told, the magazine says $8 million at various casinos over the years. Mr. Bennett says his winnings exceed his losings, but more to the point, the former education secretary doesn't include habitual gambling among the vices he campaigns against. Today he issued a statement saying, "Nevertheless, I have done too much gambling, and this is not an example I wish to set. Therefore, my gambling days are over." Jackson Lears has written about gambling in our culture and history in the book Something for Nothing, Luck in America. Professor Lears, has William Bennett got a point here? Aren't Americans full of virtuous citizens, including busloads of members of the greatest generation, in fact, who are just having a little sport?
Oh, I think so. I think that it's interesting that Bennett would make these distinctions between gambling and other vices that he crusades against, because not many people do. Historically, gambling has been lumped together with alcoholism, drug abuse, and related unsavory practices. What's interesting about Mr. Bennett, I think, is that he's coming from a slightly different tradition. Although he's a severely moralistic man, and we're familiar with his somewhat schoolmarmish approach to moral problems, he also comes from a Catholic background, and Catholics tend to be a little more tolerant toward gambling, partly because there's a kind of a magic about gambling. There's a sense in which gambling is a kind of attempt to conjure grace from the cosmos to bring a little rain of spiritual luck on ourselves.
But isn't there an implication in traditional moralizing that riches should reward work and pluck, enterprise, not luck, and that something is therefore immoral about trying to make money in this way simply by chance?
Well, I think that's really where the great contradiction comes from, certainly in Mr. Bennett's moral outlook. On the one hand, he wants to insist on this kind of rigid definition of self-controlled, disciplined achievement as the only path. On the other side, he's perfectly willing in his leisure to acknowledge, as all gamblers do, the power of chance in human affairs.
What's your hunch here, by the way, given your sense of how Americans regard gambling, or how they regard the sinner who stopped sinning or giving up whatever his vice was? What do you think Mr. Bennett's prospects are in the future as a former gambler when he goes out and hits the lecture circuit? Do you think this whole episode will hurt him at all, or will he be enhanced in his moralizing?
I think that's an interesting question. I think it ought to hurt him a little, in the sense that there ought to be at least some question raised about the rigor of his moralism when it comes to other victimless vices. I don't think he can continue preaching about virtues in the kind of sweeping and simple-minded way that he's been doing after an episode like this.
Jackson Lears, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jackson Lears of Rutgers University is the author of Something for Nothing, Luck in America.